Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, Mad or Glad, Monday. And hello, everybody. Welcome to our program. And tonight, we're very proud to start off with a very, very positive note. And I want to thank Lori in Montana and her daughter. I don't know the daughter's name yet. Her daughter lives in Texas, but Lori is a disabled woman in Montana who escaped from a nursing home. Her daughter got her out. And now we're helping her with to solve a Medicaid problem with the stupid spend down stuff, you know. But now what she wants to do is start an Inner Sight chapter, the purpose of which, and of course there'll be bylaws, the purpose of which is to keep people out of nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that a person would need that comes under that, we could raise money for. And she wants to go for a 501c3, which means that Inner Sight will have a 501c3. So thank you so much, Lori, your daughter, your son. We're going to have an Inner Sight out in Montana, and I think where other states will follow. We have the potential of an Inner Sight in Illinois and in Massachusetts. So that's what four states
right
already.
There, yeah.
But the Montana one is actually in the works. Lori is speaking with someone at the Secretary of State who is going to help her put the whole thing together.
Very nice.
People like Inner Sight, man.
Yes, they do.
Because they don't want to go to nursing homes.
Hell no.
And these existing programs don't work the way they should. You got to qualify. Now, there'll be no qualifying with the Inner Sight program. You're disabled. You need the help. That's it. You get disability. You got proof of your disability. There's your qualification.
Right.
So we'll be allowed to raise money and find individuals who need help and find out what they need because we're a national program now. That money can be used in any state in the country to help somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have to be just Montana or New York or whatever. So we're very excited about this and happy. And Inner Sight New York, I didn't tell this to Lori, but maybe she's listening. Inner Sight New York will make the first donation to
mm-hmm.
Inner Sight Montana.
Nice.
I don't know the amount yet, but we'll to get the account started out there. So there you have a very, very very good piece of news, and I'm very happy about it. And people have a motive to do this,
right?
Because the other programs have failed so many people by nature, by the way, the very nature that they're set up. Why would you set up a program to help somebody stay out of a nursing home and make it hard for them to qualify? Shouldn't it be the other way around?
Yeah.
The meaning of that is so false to my mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It should be whatever the person needs to stay out of the damn nursing home. So look out. Inner Sight is on the rise, and we're determined to turn these nursing homes into accessible housing. this is a very big positive step forward to do that. So thank you, Insight Montana, Insight Inc. Montana, and Lori, and we've got to get her daughter's name. And of course, we'll have them. We'll have them on the show, and we'll be once the thing is set up. That will become one of our advertisers.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah,
all
Joe.
All right, Insight. Matter glad what?
Remember that guy Joe who used to come on our show? He does still come on our show, I think. But anyway, he said that his show name is Joe from Montana, so maybe he could help out.
Oh, I don't, is he from Montana? I don't know.
Yeah, he is.
Well,
he told me.
We'll find out, but we need all the help we can get.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that would help us to set up a fundraiser,
right?
In Montana, you know, put a little ad in the paper, get the Associated Press to maybe do a little piece on it.
Yeah,
and do a fundraiser.
Yeah, he's done that before, which is good. He used to be a marketing person.
And then what do you do, you know, when they say, well, what are you doing with the money? The answer is we're doing everything and anything that it takes to keep somebody out of a nursing home. That's what we do with the money. You know, each case case is separate and individual. Some people need some extra money to maybe pay an aide, or some people may need money to pay the taxes on their house, or they don't lose it and have to go into a nursing home, you know, become homeless. Anything related that could fall into the trap of somebody going into a nursing home, we would be allowed to try and help. That's how it's got to be set up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. Insight brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue. Thank you so much, Joanne Diamond, for the food from our guide dog. Greatly appreciate that. Big East, the key to rescue. 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the head lady over there. And the email, Big East. Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. If you want to send them an email, go to their website, get a lot more information. And we really appreciate the Akita Rescue. Hey, we're brought to you by Dave from Milton. And in that connection, Shelby's Kitchen out here in Long Island, Bellport, Long Island. If you visit there, you'll see a lot of information on Milton and presence of him, and the pictures and a big painting. Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444 for catering. It's out here on Long Island, Bellport, New York. And if anyone would like to do a day for Milton, you know, let us know. A day for Milton. You don't need any money to do it. It's awareness and promoting more safety at the service dog school. Milton was killed at a guide dog school by a trainer who left him in the van in the middle of a heat wave.
Horrible.
Schools are not licensed. They're not regulated. And they get away with a lot because of that.
Mm-hmm.
So do a day for Milton. Maybe we can get one in Montana or Texas, since we're creating connections in those two states now. All right. Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444. Brought to you by Inner Sight Matter Glad. Brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. And we are co-sponsoring with Silo the Nursing Home News Conference coming up sometime in April. We'll let you keep you posted on that. A news conference where people can tell their story, voice their opinion, and do their part to turn nursing homes into accessible housing. And I think it'll make a great plus to know that Inner Sight is operating in other states.
Oh, yeah.
We have a federal ID number, so we're allowed to be all over the country. So, Silos, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. And we thank them for their buying advertising on Inner Sight. All right. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight hotline, 631-224-3090. And Caroline, I apologize. I didn't call you back. I owe you a phone call. Inner Sight and Kennedy Realty, my buddy over there in Islip. 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house. Any information you may need on reverse mortgages or anything related to real estate, call Mr. Kennedy. 631-888-1186. And well wishes to his wife, Doreen. And prayers for our Pepper, who will be coming back to the show as soon as she's finished with a lot of her medical stuff. Prayers for Pepper. Her vision has improved slightly, so there is some hope. You know, you never know with those things. But so we ask people to say prayers for her. And my dog is an angel, and she certainly will be in Pepper's corner, that's for sure. All right, Inner Sight, around the world, brought to you by Nobody Starved on Long Island. You need dog food, cat food, call my buddy Gary, 631-484-3085. And when he's able to, he can get you medical services for your animal. So keep that number handy, 631-484-3085. Nobody Starved on Long Island. Hey, this is Inner Sight. Don't forget all the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avante Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, and Athena. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. All right. And this is Mad or Glad Monday. Anything you're mad about or glad about, if you want to talk about it, you could phone it in. 213-816-1650. Want to say hello to Lorraine, who sent me a message recently, all our friends, anybody who has a story, a nursing home story, whether it be about you or your relative or loved one, contact Inner Sight. We're putting up comments on the petition with pictures. How are we doing with that?
We're doing well. I got three up there already. I'm working on others because the grammar is not the best, so I'm working on changing some of it.
All right, well, make sure you keep it short and sweet. Put the picture
sweet,
up.
That, yeah, exactly.
You got to have those pictures, you know.
That's very important, yeah.
So, and what about that Milton?
Oh, yeah, that's already on there.
You
got to
get that up there.
It's already
On the service dog petition?
Not on the service dog petition, but it's on our website.
No. It's got to be on the service dog petition.
Okay.
You got to put that up there. I thought you
already
did it.
Okay, not a problem. No, I put it on the wrong thing, so let me change it.
What do you mean you put it on the wrong thing?
I put it on the first page of the, the website.
I thought Bill put that up there.
Yeah, he did, but I didn't make too many changes. I just made sure that it was up there. So I'll just put it on the petition.
Wait a minute. It's up there twice or once?
Once.
Oh, as long as it's up there. All right, so you got to get it up on the petition to encourage people to sign it.
Not a problem.
Sign the petition in honor of Milton.
Mm-hmm.
The guide dog who was killed at the guide dog school. You know,
he wrote a long thing about that. I could use the same thing that he wrote, but it wasn't like, you know, extensively long. But I could use the same thing and put it on. He wrote a little bit about Milton, so that's pretty good. I could use the same thing. Yeah, he did.
What did he write? I don't know.
Tomorrow I'll read it to you.
Can you read it?
A little tiny, but I could read it.
Oh, it's small.
Mm-hmm. And close together. I can't read close together. It really bothers my eyes.
I don't know what he put up there. I heard it, but I don't remember.
Yeah, I'll read it to you tomorrow morning.
What it said.
Yeah, call me in the morning and I'll read that to you.
All right. Does it encourage people to sign the petition?
I didn't see that there, but I can definitely put it in.
Well, we
got
to get that on there.
Exactly. Got
to direct them. Put the link.
Yeah, the petition link. He has that.
The petition
on there. But he didn't. I don't think
he put
it with.
Yeah,
we got to
get that up there.
No, the petition.
Should have been up there years ago.
Yeah, I know. I'll fix it. I'll fix it.
Get that up there and get it on the petition.
Not a problem.
We don't want people to forget about Milton.
Oh, I never would forget that. That's the most disgusting thing
I've honestly heard.
Exactly.
All right. In a sight, anybody on the line?
No, just us.
Matt or Glad Monday, and I'm hearing a lot about in the news now how Mr. Trump... supposedly, I don't know how true it is having trouble raising money for his campaign, because a lot of people, according to the newscast, a lot of people are afraid of bad press.
Yeah.
Who would give him money. And a lot of people who would do small donations are tapped out because of the economy. You know? Well, I just thought of something off the top of my head. maybe Mr. Biden wants the economy to be bad so people don't donate to Trump.
That's a possibility.
Who knows what kind of games these people play, you know?
Very much.
I mean, it's so ridiculous.
It is.
So they had a note on the news that Trump went to visit Musk.
He did?
And
wow.
Yeah. And according to the news, he didn't ask him for any money, but who knows? You know.
Mm.
But anyway, I wouldn't be surprised if Musk runs for vice president.
With him?
Yeah,
I'm sorry, that was funny.
Nothing would surprise me anymore in this world.
Me neither.
But they were saying that Mr. Trump is a businessman. Well, a business proposition to save the government billions of dollars would be to turn these nursing homes into something good.
Right.
So there's a business idea for Mr. Trump to ponder over or whatever you consider.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know if he will or not. Remains to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yours truly, I'm not telling people who to vote for. That's your business, but I don't like either one of them.
Neither do I. Yeah.
I don't think either one of them are really qualified.
Fantastic, no. I'm writing my name in, you think?
Help all the people.
I'm writing my name in so I could at least go to, you know, see the propositions if there are any and just vote that way.
Oh, well, put Romaine in there. He helped us.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
I'm going to put Romaine in there.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
He's a Republican.
I don't care. As long as he knows how to do the job, that's all that matters to me. Even though I'm registered Democrat, I don't care. Like, I cross party lines all the time.
All right. Mad or glad Monday? Anything you're mad about or glad about, if you want to call it in and talk about it. Let's see. Tomorrow night is open mic.
Mm-hmm.
Create your own subject. Wednesday, of course, is our nursing home program, and the title of that is Turn the Nursing Homes into Accessible Housing, where we usually have a theme. So we'll have to pick out a theme for this week. Thursday is usually a different subject. And Friday night is the funnies over here on Inner Sight Frolics. So we'll have a lot of fun Friday. I heard that a lot of these electric cars, one of the big General Motors, I think it was, stopped all their plants from making the electric cars. They pulled back, you know. So there's something going on there that's kind of weird that is sort of unfolding. That, you know, we don't know the whole story yet. But they're praising this artificial intelligence. Now I'm not for that. We got enough artificial stuff
in
this world, and artificial has caused a lot of different problems, including diseases.
Yeah.
So
I can see that.
What they should do is have organic intelligence.
That'd be interesting.
Sure.
I'd go for that.
That doesn't hurt you. Something that's
right.
That makes some sense.
It sort of reminds me of what happened today to me. You know.
Is it a mad or a glad?
It's a mad, a big mad.
Oh.
Yeah. It's they messed up my medication, and then I called the doctor on call, and he goes, "I don't believe in the way they did it." So I'm like, okay, explain that to me. And he said that there's a better medicine, which I'm taking already. They could increase that, and it'll help me. But the other medicine is not for that. So why in God's name did you give me a medicine that is not going to work for the swelling that's in my legs, which is bad? So I'm like, I got pissed off, honestly.
Stuff like that happens all the time.
Yeah.
They don't know what the hell they're doing. They're afraid to assert themselves.
Yeah, I agree with that. Mm-hmm.
all kinds of rules and stupidity and everything else going on. You know, what it comes down to, get the best medicine that can help the person. Don't worry about protocol and all that crap.
That's right. He explained to me, which was good, this doctor. I'm sorry.
That's what causes people to hold back and not to investigate further and find out that there is something better with less of a chance of hurting you.
Like homeopathic medicine.
Yeah, so that's a mad that you got to go. And the other thing is, you got too many people involved. See, that's what I said that many, many times. Too many involved can mess you up. And there's an example of it, what happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
Too many damn people.
Feels like too many.
I don't go for it.
Too many cooks in the pot.
Well, whatever way you want to say it.
Yeah.
You know, everybody has a different opinion. You got to find one person who's good to help you and stick with them.
Yeah.
No good to have too many people because then there's conflict.
Mm.
And when there's conflict, there's stress.
That's
when
right.
When there's stress, it increases illness,
mm-hmm.
it increases glandular trouble and arterial and all that, blood pressure and all that.
Yeah.
No good, man.
She took my blood pressure when I was there. It was high.
That's why these doctors have got to learn and exercise the meaning of holistic. The whole person is involved. It's not just the person's leg or their arm or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's the whole person. That's where they're missing the whole idea of healing.
You're right. You really are right.
They're not treating the whole person. The
mm-hmm.
body was made to work together.
Mm-hmm.
One part depends and works with another one.
Mm-hmm.
Everything in the body works that way.
Yeah.
Which means that they have the whole wrong approach and method toward healing people.
Mm-hmm. You know? I totally agree with that. I really do. It's getting
gotta
more
be a holistic,
and more worse.
A holistic approach is the better way. No way is perfect, but it's the better way.
Sure is.
So, there it is, folks. All right, in a sight. Matt of Glad Monday, and you know, maybe through expanding, we're going to have Inner Sight Montana. Hopefully it goes through. Some of the other agencies might get the idea,
mm-hmm.
you know, and start doing things differently. That's
I hope so.
Needs to happen.
Exactly.
So there's hope on the horizon.
Sure is.
Of things changing. I mean, first there's a pattern here.
Mm-hmm.
500 nursing homes were shut down.
That's
now right. There's a glimmer of hope of a chapter in. Montana, for Inner Sight, to keep people out of nursing homes. Now, to me, the two go together.
Oh, hell yeah. They do.
So we're headed in the right direction on this.
Which is great.
Keep it going, man.
Mm-hmm.
You got a lot of influential ranches out there in Montana. I just take a ride out there, get me a horse, and start collecting money.
free rides if you donate to Insight.
Get a couple of rednecks to help me.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't want to go to no damn nursing home.
There you go.
You know, next thing you know, they'll be getting their friends to donate.
That's right.
That's what we need.
Badly.
Have a fund. And then find people who need help to stay out of the damn nursing home and help them.
Wow.
There's no shortage of people, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. They're coming. Coming along.
All right. Insight. Get the Able News. Let's run Able News.
Okay. Here it comes.
Able.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, 8:30, New York, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650, if you want to holler at us, as they say. And anything you're mad about or glad about, I'm glad about the case that I won with Section 8, where they didn't inform me about rent increases that I had paid.
Mm-hmm.
And now they've had to go back 3 years.
Oh, wow.
It went on for a lot longer than that, but the government has a limitation.
Mm-hmm.
Back 3 years and give me the all the increased money that I had paid in. Now, that is a very interesting and a very helpful step forward, because the same thing now is happening to this friend Lori out there in Montana who's setting up the Inner Sight, where she wasn't informed about a difference. Her thing was with Medicaid. So
crazy.
We're going to go for the same type of settlement in her case, that the government pays a spend down for 3 years. See, one thing goes along with the other. When you change something for the good, it helps everybody. And I believe we're going to win.
I think we are.
We got them scared because they should have informed her in a format that she can access.
Right.
Same as if they should have informed me, and they didn't. But now they are. And now Lori goes by sound. We made the social service people out there in Montana, they're purchasing a sound machine for her, and they're sending her everything on disc.
That's great.
We're winning.
To me, that's a win. Yeah, to me, that's a win.
Yeah, but we want more than that. We want a settlement.
Of course, yeah.
For what they put her through. The settlement. They should pay the spend down.
They should. But I have
Not
a
her.
Spend down also. It's crazy.
Yeah, well, a lot of people have that.
They
but
told
if we win
me.
This, it may it may reflect on other people that have a spend down. Have they informed you in a format you could read?
Hell no.
Well, then you should go after them.
I'm really thinking of it.
Go after them.
Everything is in standard print. I have to use 2 magnifying glasses just to see it.
No, they have to make it so you can read it.
Yeah.
Or hear it.
Well, my hearing isn't as good as it should be. So I'm going to,
tell them to send
you
a large print.
No, you know what I did instead? This might help her. I don't know if it's available in Montana, but what I did is I said to them, listen, I can't see this. I can't hear this. You guys got to do something about it. Well, what they did is, you know how I forgot what I was just going to say. This happens to me too often, and I think it's from my medicine, but that's neither here nor there. I'll remember it before the end of the show.
Wouldn't be surprised. That damn medicine causes a lot of crap.
Yeah, I know. I can't
remember.
Anyway,
that's what's happening, and the insight is on it, and we're determined. And there's a case where the ADA does help. We need more enforcement, though.
Yes, we do.
There should be more enforcement, but it does help.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
you know
insight.
Go ahead. I said sorry, go ahead. I interrupted you, sorry.
Say what you were going to say.
Well, you know how a doctor, they say the, I think it's called the Hippocratic Oath, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, you hear it when I was, yes, yes, they are too. But when I heard it during graduation, they have a medical school in NYU, and they graduate the same way that we graduate, and I heard the oath. It made me angry, actually, because they're not doing any of that, not one stitch of that. And they say, well, do no harm. That's kind of
bizarre.
Well,
it depends on how they interpret it.
Yeah.
Do no harm as following the regulations of the FDA. Then they're doing no harm. You understand what I'm saying?
No, I do.
When in fact, all those damn drugs are dangerous.
And they're doing harm. know?
Did you hear the latest? They got the new weight loss drugs. Stay away from them, man. I'm telling you. I don't even know. I haven't even checked the side effects, but I can imagine what they are. Now, the other thing is companies are complaining already, the insurance people, that those drugs are too expensive.
Mm-hmm. They are.
You know, that they're making money on them.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to take drugs to lose weight.
You
want to lose weight? The oldest company around that knows about weight is the Weight Watchers.
Oh, yeah.
They've been around for what? 70 years or more?
At least. I could check that
Go
out.
Go to them. They'll show you how to eat. They'll show you what to eat. And you'll lose weight. It works. I never went through it because I'm not, my weight is good. But I was married to a woman who went through it. And I saw it work. I know it works. So, you don't take any damn chemicals. You just go to that and they show you how to measure your food and whatever. Different ways there are so you can lose that weight.
And they keep you on a maintenance, too. They teach you how to do that.
If you go to a doctor and they give you pills and they examine you and they give you all this stuff, rhetoric and all that, and you're overweight and you don't lose that weight, you're kidding yourself.
Yeah.
You're a jackass.
That's right.
Because if you don't lose that weight, you're going to go right back to where you were before.
Mm-hmm.
The body is not made to be overweight.
No,
that's
it isn't.
That's an imperfection of processed food. That's what that is.
Oh, that's horrible.
And of people sitting all day at a damn-ass desk and a computer. People are not supposed to do that.
Mm-mm.
That's not normal.
No, it isn't.
That is not normal. You know? Supposed to be out. Move.
Frank.
Work. Walk.
They
run.
Have Weight Watchers that came around in 1963.
Yeah, I don't know when they started, but...
Yeah, that's what they
said. Is that the year they started?
Yeah. And they say more than, the, you know, they survived more than 50 years. That's what they're saying.
Yeah. So if you don't lose the weight, you know, let's say, and let's say you're diabetic,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're overweight, and it affects your eyes, you know, the blood vessels in the eyes, you know, and you go and you get the eyes, you know, they have natural stuff for that too, by the way. You don't even have to have surgery in most cases anymore. But let's say you go, you choose the medical way, and you go and you get it, you get the cataracts removed and the blood vessels relieved, you know, and they clean out the blood behind your eyes and all that. And you don't lose weight. You stay the same way and you eat the same stuff. It's going to come right back.
Yes, it is.
You've got to get rid of the diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the most horrible things with diabetes is overweight.
Mm-hmm. My husband and I are both on strict diets right now.
Get out there and walk, man. You got to walk.
That's what I do.
You got to move. You know? I walk a couple of miles every day.
Well, I don't think I could do that right away, but I try
you
by standing
up.
Up.
To it.
Yeah, I do. Right now I'm doing
build
a little better with it. Yeah. I have a lot of exercise bands and weights and stuff like that, so I'm using them. For my hands, I have this, like, putty that I use. A little bit of everything I have here.
Add a little bit each day.
Yeah, I do.
You know?
Say you find...
Walk a little further each day, even if it's a couple of steps.
I need that badly. I'm wobbly on my feet. I'm very wobbly.
Wow, you use a cane.
More than a cane, I need a walker.
Well, whatever you need.
Yeah.
Use that. Use a walker for now.
Yeah.
Until
I get steady.
Yeah. You know. So there you have it. This is one of the reasons why people who go to conventional doctors never get better.
Uh-huh.
You know? Because the same thing goes on and on and on and on and on. And the doctor doesn't treat the whole body. He's only treating the one thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You can't just treat the one thing. You got to treat, that's why they call it holistic.
I was just going to say that.
You got to treat the whole body. And to do that, you need different things, different herbs, different kinds of therapy, different approaches, you know. There's a lot of things you got to do, man.
Yeah, exercise is one of them.
Stay in shape. A lot of stretching of the muscles.
Well, there's a, right near me, there's a fitness place, and my card for my insurance covers it. So I'm waiting for the card to come in the mail, and I'm going to go and I'm going to actually do, like, I could do rowing. I've done that before. It's really good to, I just sit down right on it and I have no problems.
Make sure they're holistic.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I would.
Well, they have machines that you go around and do, and then other stuff that you do. I walked in there, and I just took a little look around. And it looks like
machines are all right, but that's better to walk, believe me.
Mm-hmm.
When you walk, you're doing everything. You're
mm-hmm.
moving your whole body. You're exercising your lungs, your
all
heart,
of it, yeah.
your stomach muscles, your legs. You're moving. You're walking.
Yeah.
Everything.
I gotta
your head, your neck.
Exactly. I was going to get
no
my braces made.
That.
Oh, no, there isn't. I had to get my braces made, and when I get the braces made, they're doing something different, which I like. I have movement in my legs. I don't want it to go away. So they have this thing like it kicks your leg out, and then it helps you stand on it once you, you know, it kicks it out, and then you take a step, it helps you stand better. So that's what the guy told me.
Yeah, well, eventually you got to stand on your own. Got to stand on your own 2 feet, eventually.
Yes, sir. No. I feel
all
like
right, in a
sight.
213-816-1650, if you want to call in.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you're mad about or glad about? What do I hear about President Biden? Somebody mm-hmm. said that Joe is too old.
A lot of people said that.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if he's too old. I don't know the man that well. I don't know him like
he's
that.
He's 81, I think.
I do know that he ought to do more
mm-hmm.
for those of us who are at a disadvantage.
I agree.
That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot more. And if he follows our philosophy, he could do more without spending more money.
That's the truth.
We desperately need the agencies freed up to raise money to help people who are disabled in their own community.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we need. That would give us freedom.
Of course
you know,
it would.
Where the government can't interfere with any little extra that you get. Now, they're doing it already.
Yes, they are. Spend down.
Well, what the hell are they waiting for?
I don't know.
Do the whole job.
They want to give you money
down.
Yeah, I know.
That's something different. I'm not talking about that. That's stupid. That's ridiculous. I'm talking about this new thing where they give people cards and you have so much money in the card.
Yeah, that's what happened with me.
And you don't have to pay it back and all that. They're starting to do it on a small scale basis. That should be done on a much larger scale. I'd like to mm-hmm. see them do one like that would keep people out of nursing homes.
Oh, God, yes. That'd be awesome.
Have a card, and you get one once a year,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's there to keep you out of a nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
And let the agencies raise half the money and let the government pay the other half. You know how much money they would save on something like that?
A lot.
Billions.
Yep.
Billions of dollars. Well, that's what they should have.
Well, a lot of these nursing homes, like we said, 500 of them closed, and a lot of them are almost to close even more. So how could you, you know, where are you going to put all the people who need accessible housing? You take it and you make the accessible housing. It's that simple.
Well, you got to have
yes.
people have to be, I'm just afraid that a lot of those people are going to other nursing homes and jam them in.
That's exactly what I'm afraid of, too.
You know, that would be horrible. It'd be worse.
Yes, it would.
In a sense.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure that we will find out sometime in April where the people went from those 500 nursing homes. You're going to hear about that, believe me.
Oh, yes, you are.
And that's going to be part of our news conference. It's got to be. All right, Inner Sight, Matt or Glad, 213-816-1650. And if you'd like to be a guest on the show, drop us a line, InnerSight1620@gmail.com, or call the hotline, leave your phone number, 631-224-3090, and we will get back and talk to you about being on the show. Did you send that email to that guy?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, so, you know, just know that if you come on our show, it's a very unconventional. It's not the kind of show where we're going to, I mean, we'll hear you out, you know. No problem. You can say what you want. But then we're going to take the opportunity to tell you how we believe it should be. Because most agencies and most companies and programs are all conventional stuff that's been keeping people captive all these years. So be aware of that. This show is a lot different than the average show that most people are accustomed to. That's why we're number one.
Exactly.
People like what we say. They like what we stand for. So they listen.
Yeah.
You know. All right. Again, you can send that email InnerSight1620@gmail.com. And we'll get back to you on it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. All the over 40 million disabled people in this country. You know, I wonder how many of those 40 million. I don't know if there's a statistic on this, but. How many of the 40, I think it's 42 million, how many of the 42 million are in nursing homes and other institutions?
Scary.
You know, you won't find the statistics on that.
No, you won't.
In the Google. You know, it's funny, they have all this new artificial information coming out. There's this big company that was bragging about how they're going to create this artificial thing that goes in the phone to give you all that information. I bet you any money that we're going to be left out, the disabled.
Oh, I agree.
Bet you any damn ass money that they won't give us the statistics that we should have.
Yeah.
We couldn't even find the other day how many people die in a nursing home every day.
Yeah, it's true.
Is that going to be included in the artificial intelligence?
I hope so.
The new
I
thing?
I don't think so. Nope.
I doubt it.
Doubt it too.
So you see, they're talking about all this information. But
right.
Here's the big but. They're not talking about it in connection with the disabled, are they?
Nope.
We're being left out. Let's see if they're going to bring us in when that stuff comes out.
I hope so.
New chip that goes in the phone. Let's see how smart that damn thing is going to be. I bet you any money that you won't have a word about some of these questions that we're asking.
Oh, no. I agree with that. They're not going to say anything.
Nope. But they'll give you everything else. You know, how many people lost their jobs in China? How many people this? How many people that? You know?
Yeah.
I'll give you that. But I want to know how many people die a day, every day, in nursing homes in this country.
A lot.
I want a number.
Me too.
The government could get that information. Very easily.
We should think about getting the Freedom of Information to help us, because they have a lot of that stuff. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you have to write a letter or whatever.
It's called a FOIL request. I have to look into it.
Yeah, if they have the information.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Freedom of Information Act is good, but the information has to be there.
True.
Otherwise, you know, they just say it doesn't exist.
That's even worse.
Yeah. All right, Inner Sight. I got a few minutes. 213-816-1650. If you want to call in and curse anybody out, just keep it clean. You know. And I don't know who's gonna run. The interesting question is who will be the running mate of Mr. Trump?
Not Pence.
We already
sure.
know the answer to with Biden.
Yeah.
But who will be the running mate with Mr. Trump? Now maybe that's why he went to visit Guy Musk. Who knows?
I can't see that combination.
Well,
Musk is wacky, very wacky
type
of person.
You never know.
I've been following him a little bit.
You know, maybe he'll pick Donald Duck. I don't know. the Spanish guy from Florida who was going to run against him.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
The Sanchez.
Oh, I don't like Sanchez.
You get the Spanish vote. Who knows?
Possibly.
All right. Inner Sight. We'll be with you tomorrow night. Open mic. I want to thank everyone. Thank Suffolk Bus Corp for their help. Ice Lip Cleaners. And all our friends. And once again, I want to thank Lori and her daughter in Lori in Montana. Her daughter lives in Texas. For working on starting up Inner Sight Montana. Inner Sight in Montana, and we're very happy and excited about that, where we can reach out and get people involved and be able to help more people without all this stupid criteria and red tape. Get rid of the damn red tape that we have to go through. It's sufficient enough to know that a person is disabled. You don't need any
That's
more
right.
information or red tape than that.
I had to renew one of my things for I think it was Medicaid, and it's right there. You just have to go online, print out the damn form, and there you have it, your disability information.
We got to go. Inner Sight. Goodbye, world. Thank you so much for listening. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Inner
Sight. Good night, everybody.
Sight.
Good night.